We come once again, in the blink of an eye, to the first Saturday of this month. A whole month has gone by. The month of March, which is a very long month usually, and it is in particular for me, since it is usually Lent. And Lent always brings so many, many penances and sufferings, none of which I choose. If I were to choose them, I would not. But those are the best. The penance, the suffering that Jesus sends us and the Blessed Mother brings us. And today, of course, as we celebrate these beautiful celebrations of the month of March, of April, and of the first Saturday. The first Saturday, which, in a way, today introduces, this evening especially, the season of Passiontide. And already we are prepared. Passiontide, in which the whole church drapes herself in deep mourning, not only mourning as we did during Lent, but deep mourning. And even the Blessed Mother and St. Joseph have disappeared. They're off to the desert in retreat to prepare for the Passion of our Lord. And of course, they're still here for us, but we cannot see them. And I was thinking, on the altar, from the way it is now, I cannot even see the tabernacle. So, I mean, that is a very great privation. That is the greatest joy, to see our Lord, even if veiled in purple and gold, behind locked doors, the tabernacle doors. So we give thanks to God for these great mysteries. In addition, there are so many, many other things that we could say. And, of course, we have many celebrations as well. And so we offer to Mary and through Mary to Jesus our sufferings, our penance, our prayers. There will be time for confession later. But also we will have this morning a shortened version of the practice for the acolytes. We will have another practice which is compulsory next Saturday. And hopefully our Master of Ceremonies will be with us next Saturday as well, because it's very, very important. There's many things to do and many things to remember if we wish to celebrate properly these holy mysteries. These are the days that recall to us our salvation. And we see in the readings of today, on the one hand, water. Water which is necessary for life. And of course, this points particularly to the water in which our children of this parish, two newborns and I believe five or six older ones, will be baptized in the next few weeks. And then, of course, in the gospel we have light, and that is one of the greatest ceremonies of the whole year on Easter Saturday night, as we are beginning to celebrate Easter Sunday, when we shall bless the fire and then the candle, the new candle, and that fire, which is Christ the light, Lumen Christi. What wonderful things Holy Mother Church gives to us as we continue every day to celebrate the mysteries of our salvation. And on this day, we join the children of Fatima, Saint Francisco, St. Jacinta, Marto, and their cousin, Venerable Lucia dos Santos, as they too celebrate with us. And these are very special days for them as well, to lead us into the proper celebration of these mysteries on this first Saturday of the month of April, dedicated to the most blessed sacrament of the Eucharist. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.